Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Waymo's fleet of self-driving robo-taxis is preparing to expand across California. The autonomous cars will soon cover 18 counties in the company's biggest growth spurt yet. We're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Bryant Walker-Smith, law professor studying AI and transportation at the University of South Carolina. Professor Bryant Walker-Smith, welcome back to KCBS. Great to have you with us today.
Thanks, Steve.
Now, this is a pretty big expansion, basically Waymo tripling its coverage in California. Is that a signal that policymakers are optimistic about the future of robo-taxis?
You know, every company is different. So DMV and the Public Utilities Commission are going to evaluate each company as they make the proposal and determine whether that company is responsible. So what I would say is this is evidence that Waymo has been persuasive to these agencies. The next company could have a very different experience depending on their safety record, their evidence, their progress.
Interesting. Yeah, Waymo obviously is pretty ubiquitous around San Francisco. We have the Zoox vehicles that are right now just kind of in the beta. Mm-hmm. And there's even that gold Tesla that's been driving around with a person behind the wheel. So it seems like, you know, the horse is out of the barn, right? I mean, robo-taxis, autonomous vehicles, are not only the future, they're the present.
Absolutely. They are a reality. And particularly in California, they are a meaningful part of people's lives today in a way that they aren't in pretty much the rest of the world.
All right, we're getting some listener questions in, not surprisingly, with autonomous vehicles and robo-taxis being so prevalent in the Bay Area in San Francisco. KCBS listener Leonard asks, what does this mean for the taxi, Uber, and Lyft drivers who are just trying to make a living?
So automated driving, I think, is going to be one of the most concrete examples of this broader transformation that we're going to see through artificial intelligence more generally. So we should, frankly, be worried about taxi drivers, potentially truck drivers. We should also be concerned about how all of our jobs could potentially change. And so I think this is an area where we need a economy-wide policy to address. And it might be that taxis, rideshare is one of the first places we can start experimenting with that broader policy.
You know, they already are patrolling San Francisco. You can now take a robo-taxi on the freeway. We remember we had freeway access, and we didn't for a while. They fixed some glitches, and now it's back. You can take it to the airport, but not right to the terminal at this point. Where do you expect to see robo-taxis expanding?
Mm-hmm. So Waymo has gotten the permission to expand in the California area, as you mentioned. It hasn't yet done so. And so this is this iterative loop in California of a company asking two state agencies for permission, the agencies giving it, and then the company deciding when to use that permission. I think one of the real exciting next steps could be trips actually between urban areas, because that starts challenging flights. If you can sleep in a car and wake up the next morning, maybe you don't need to fly down to LA. Legally, I think it would be very interesting when a company like Waymo starts looking across the border, say from California into Nevada, because that will raise lots of jurisdictional coordination problems that really no state has fully thought out or answered yet.
You know, that is fascinating, something you just brought up. I mean, right now you can get in a Waymo in San Francisco, and with freeway access, you can actually go to San Jose, which is, what, 40, 45 miles down the road. But the thought of being able to get into a Waymo, as you say, take a nap if you want, let the Waymo do the driving, and you wake up and you're in L.A., that's a fascinating idea.
Yeah.
Is that where we're going?
I think so. So the question for all of these companies is, how can we make money? I mean, that's fundamentally what they need to do, even if they have other policy goals. And so they're going to be looking at every way that their technologies could earn the money. And that might be through robotaxis. It might be through freight delivery, last mile delivery. It might be trucking. It might be partnering with automakers and selling these features as an option on your individually owned car. And this is why it's so important that regulators not just focus on a particular vehicle or a particular business case, because there are going to be so many different business cases eventually that we'll all need to consider together.
You study AI and transportation as a law professor at University of South Carolina. I wonder, through your research, what are you finding about autonomous vehicle safety? I mean, I'll say full disclosure, I take a Waymo to work every morning here in San Francisco, and I personally think that the Waymos are safer than most human drivers. As you do research, what is it telling you?
Yeah, so first, we as humans are really horrible at objective statistics. So a lot of people are terrified before they get in a Waymo. And I say, look, be concerned about human driving, be concerned about automated driving, be terrified about human driving. But then they get in the car and they get comfortable way too soon, right? Just because we've traveled a mile or even 10,000 miles in a vehicle doesn't mean that on mile 10,001, something won't go wrong. And indeed, I think it's the broader system level failures that might be different than human crashes that we need to focus on in terms of policy and safety and data. So for example, in San Francisco, you've had some instances of this. If my vehicle breaks down, that might be annoying for the people around it. If 1,000 or someday 100,000 Waymo vehicles simultaneously stop, that could be catastrophic, especially if there's, you know, an earthquake or other emergency. So there is reason to be very optimistic about Waymo's safety performance so far. And they have, to their credit, released methodology and data that does suggest that under the conditions that humans are driving in, Waymo vehicles are less likely to be involved in serious incidents. That doesn't mean that the same will be true for snow in Minneapolis yet. That doesn't mean that the same will be true for one of Waymo's competitors. And so just as you and I are different drivers, we have to look at each of these companies as a different driver, right? Waymo is driving their vehicles. Zoox is driving their vehicles. I would say the same about Tesla, but they're not under the California regulatory framework that those other two companies are.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. When I get in a Waymo, and again, this is just my personal experience, the Waymo is never looking at its phone. The Waymo is never impaired. you know, by some sort of substance, as far as I know. And unlike my aging neck, you know, which only rotates so far these days, the Waymo has 360-degree vision. So, I mean, like I said, I think that they are safer than most human drivers.
Yeah, there are lots of reasons to be optimistic in the short term and the long term, and I am. At the same time, you know, anybody who used ChatGPT, particularly in its early days, would say, this is great, this is great. And then suddenly, whoa, what just happened there? And this is the challenge for any automated driving company. We travel literally trillions of miles every year. And all sorts of strange things happen in those trillions of miles. And these companies need to be good not just 99% of the time, but 99.9999% of the time. So this is going to be an ongoing story, right? We hope they're going to get better and better and better, but there could be some ups and downs in there.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You consult with the California DMV on this issue. You're not a spokesperson. We want to make that clear. What is the DMV's role in all this of putting autonomous vehicles on the roads?
Mm-hmm. California has the most developed regulatory framework of any state and probably any government around the world. Credit to California. And companies are here in part because of the framework and the predictability that that offers. So the Department of Motor Vehicles' role for deployment is to say there is enough evidence that this deployment will be reasonably safe. And then the California Public Utilities Commission says there is enough evidence that these paid commercial services will be appropriate in those same areas. So it's two agencies looking at different but overlapping parts of the safety and service issues.
You used a rather gentle term earlier when you said there have been a few issues. I think in San Francisco, we think back right before Christmas, the power outage when Waymos were stopping in the intersections, and then more recently, the 4th of July after the fireworks shooting off the Golden Gate Bridge, the Waymos got jammed up to the point where their batteries were dying. Are these, and of course, that made the news, on KCBS and everywhere else. Are they going to have to find a way to overcome those problems? There may have been regular cars that ran out of gas as well. We didn't hear about that. We heard about the Waymos whose batteries went dead. Are they going to have to find a way to overcome those issues before they're going to get a higher level of acceptance?
Yes, or at least as a matter of good policy, they need to, because it's the events that we can't anticipate that are going to be the most serious. So one of my critiques of Waymo during that period was the tendency to overplay the significance of the triggering event. The power outage in San Francisco was a power outage. That happens. That was not catastrophic. It was not even the entire city. And so if we had in the future a regional power outage because of an earthquake, when Waymo had not thousands but tens of thousands of vehicles on the road, that could be a really big deal. And so the challenges for these companies is not just to fix the last problem that happened, but to very creatively think ahead, extrapolate, guess what could be orders of magnitude worse, and prepare for that. We need Hollywood producers involved in this kind of brainstorming. The challenge with automated driving is at the point that people rely on it, it won't be appropriate anymore to say, oh, there's going to be a lot of rain or there's going to be a big event, so we're just going to withdraw service. Because if people are depending on it, they'll still need to get to their jobs. They'll still need to get to the emergency room. It will be a part of infrastructure. And so these private companies increasingly need to work with the public sector, including SFMTA, to ensure that their operations complement rather than compete with the broader traffic and transportation infrastructure in the community.
You know, as we mentioned, there are Waymos in San Francisco. You can find them in L.A. They're mainly in warm weather climates right now. They're talking about Waymos in Manhattan, in New York City, where, first of all, it's really congested and jammed up, and it sometimes snows. As you study this issue, can an autonomous vehicle work in conditions such as that? We have ideal conditions here in Arizona and in Texas. I mean, but can it work in weather like that?
Companies are aggressively researching and developing their technologies for a variety of weather. And this will be one of the really interesting questions, where a company draws a line and says, we just aren't going to operate in this blizzard. Sometimes a human might, in theory, be able to still drive, but then we might ask, is it even safe for a human to be driving? And there are reasons that potentially, as the technologies mature, an automated driving system might even be more capable than a human would be in certain weather conditions. So the set of human driving conditions might be different from the set of automated driving conditions. One of the reasons why a human is really valuable is because of their flexibility, their ability to understand a new circumstance and adapt. And automated driving companies are trying to solve that by improving their own technologies, by integrating remote assistance, which creates lots of issues of connectivity and coverage. And a third pillar of this might be a default mode. We might call it a limp home mode built into all of these vehicles, so that if there's a massive cyber attack, if there's a loss of all cellular connectivity, that the vehicles can at least slowly, maybe with their horns on, get off the road so that other people can get through, first responders can get through. I think we need these different pillars of preparing for abnormal conditions and truly catastrophic conditions.
Professor Bryant Walker-Smith at the University of South Carolina, always great to have you on.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.